United, and the image that we find in the context of the Medrash is of a group of twigs. So if you take the twigs and you bundle them together, it's very hard to break the bundle. But if you take out one of the twigs, the Medrash says, Afilu tinok, even a little baby, would be able to snap the twigs. And that's the image of the Jewish people that we're given, that if the Jewish people bundle themselves together, they'll be very, very strong. But if one of them goes off on its own, it'll be very, very weak. And you get this sense, I should have noted it yesterday, from the simple reading of the Psukim in the Parsha, where the Torah discusses an individual or a tribe, Pen yeshbachem ish o isha, a man or woman, o mishpacha, or a family, o shevet, or a tribe, asher levavo poneh hayom me'im Hashem Elokeinu. And the person or the family or the tribe says to itself, Ki bishrirus li bi'elech, I'm going to go off on my own. So the Torah describes that this person will be destroyed even as the corporate entity of the Jewish people will persist. V'hivdilo Hashem l'ra'ah, that God will separate out that person for tragedy, whereas the Jewish people will continue to exist. So this midrash is really very deeply rooted in the simple reading of the Psukim in the Torah. So moving on to tonight's midrash, the Torah says the following, Roshechem, the heads of your tribes, Roshechem, Shiftechem, Afal pi, Sheminisi lachem, Roshim, Zekeinim, Vishotrim, even though I appointed many heads, wise people, elders, and even officers, Kulchem shavim lefanai, everybody is equal before God, Shene'emar v'chol ish Yisrael, that even though there are many different stations in life which are delineated in the beginning of Psukim of the Parsha, again, Roshechem, Shiftechem, the heads of the tribes, Zikneichem, Vishotrechem, the fact that the Torah says, Kol Ish Yisrael, is a fundamental egalitarian comment, that each and every individual is worth the same thing in front of God. In other words, don't extrapolate on the basis of a person's station that they're, you know, I have a fancy title or fancy position, that somehow they're more important as far as God is concerned than the average member of the Jewish people. That's what the Medrash is saying, is Kulchem Shavim Lefanai, that as far as God is concerned, everybody is of equal importance. And, you know, it's very sad that sometimes, you know, when we consider the worth of an individual, we ask ourselves, how much does this person make for a living? What kind of title does this person have? What kind of prestigious profession are they involved in? And the Medrash is reminding us that when the Torah is able to list every single station in life, and then to finish off by saying, Kol Ish Yisrael, every single member of the Jewish people, Kulchem Shavim Lefanai, that God has a place for every single person within the Jewish people. And this idea of Kulchem Shavim Lefanai is something that we should take just a moment to elaborate on before we conclude in Davin Mariv, that, again, it's very easy to look at a person and to sort of stand in judgment of his or her accomplishments and to say, okay, this person has achieved more than that other person. But we're reminded of the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Al tadin es chavercha shetagi alim komo, don't stand in judgment of any individual until you've been in their place, and you'd never really be in another person's place. You'll never live their exact life. You'll never know everything that that person is going through. And so don't draw any conclusions about how much or how little a person has achieved. And just remind yourself that achievement is very much relative to an individual's circumstances. That is to say, you could have an individual who is blessed with incredible intelligence, but in the final analysis doesn't do that much with it. You can have an individual who is blessed with far less by way of innate intelligence, etc., but is able to achieve an enormous, enormous amount relative to where they started. So again, the idea of Kulchem Shavim Lefanai, that everybody is fundamentally equal in God's eyes, of fundamentally equal importance, irrespective of their salary, irrespective of their title, irrespective of what quote-unquote objective attainments they could point to, that everybody is equal in the eyes of God is something of great significance. So just finish with the last 10 seconds that I have, that this should remind us of the importance of reaching out to members of the Jewish community who may not be actively involved right now. Last night we spoke about the message of unity, and tonight we're speaking about the message of fundamental equality. If it indeed is true, as the Midrash says, Kulchem Shavim Lefanai, that each and every member of the Jewish people is equally significant to God. So think about how significant a mitzvah it is when you reach out to somebody who's not yet involved. Because that person is of equal importance to God, whether or not that person puts a great deal of value on spiritual life. So if we can manage to involve, to interest, to attract people who are members of the Jewish faith, but who may not have a great involvement right now, think about from God's point of view, Kulchem Shavin Lefanai, that person is worth just as much as the most famous Rosh Yeshiva somewhere else in the world, and that's certainly worth keeping in mind as we try to reach out to the Jewish people.